Good afternoon. A cool but comfortable mid-autumn day in progress across interior New York and New England with high pressure taking over. Still a gentle breeze, but full sunshine and temperatures continue to climb and will top out in the middle and upper 50s on average for daytime highs. Overnight tonight, with generally clear skies, lows will drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will combine with the high at the surface to produce more sunshine for the day on Thursday and into Friday. Temperatures, as a result, will respond nicely and climb above average, with highs on Thursday reaching into the lower 60s and into the lower and mid-60s on Friday. At this point, we'll watch both ridges expand over top of us for the upcoming weekend. This will bring an extended stretch of dry and sunny weather into our area, with continued mild and above normal temperatures over the weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, highs will reach into the mid-60s, and with more sunshine, highs will stay in the mid-60s on Monday. By Tuesday, we'll watch the next front approach from the west, so it looks like sunshine will eventually give way to increasing clouds, with a chance of showers by the end of the day Tuesday, but highs will remain in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, very warm weather will continue to dominate the west and surge into the northern plains and Great Lakes through tomorrow. Potential record-breaking warmth will extend across much of the northern plains and Rockies over the next 2 days, with temperatures about 15 to 30 degrees above normal. Record high temperatures are also possible across the southwest, with highs in the 80s and 90s. This warm pattern is driven by a large and anomalous upper-level ridge centered across the north-central United States. This ridge is forecast to move east and weaken across the northwest, thanks to a very active northern Pacific moisture stream that will slowly progress into Washington and Oregon. A parade of weak cold fronts will bring the potential for rainfall as each wave chips away at the ridge. It'll be a slow process, and rainfall will remain limited to western Washington and northwest Oregon through Thursday morning. Rainfall chances will finally increase across the northern Rockies by Thursday evening as a more powerful cold front swings through. While not a respite for the heat and the drought across the southwest, this is a hopeful sign for a significant change in pattern toward the end of the week and into the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 2 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low 34. The record high 76 set in 1987 and in 1994, and the record low 17 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m., sunset this evening 4:43 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s, mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, lower 60s. Mostly sunny in the lower to mid-60s on Friday. Sunny and mild both Saturday and Sunday in the mid-60s. More sunshine in the mid-60s on Monday. And sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with the chance of showers by the end of the day on Tuesday and highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.